This is Al Jazeera. I'm Darine Abugaida with a check on your world headlines. The military coup in Burkina Faso has triggered international condemnation, with the U.S., EU and ECOWAS calling for the immediate release of President Roch Kabore. A group of soldiers deposed Kabore on Monday. His whereabouts are unknown. At least 8 football fans have been killed at an Africa Cup of Nations game in Cameroon. They were crushed in a stampede as they tried to enter the stadium outside the capital, Yaoundé. A new shipment of aid from the U.S. has arrived in Ukraine. The Pentagon says it's also put 8,500 troops on high alert. This comes as fears continue to grow off a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine.
In some cases, some of these forces were already on a heightened posture, readiness to deploy posture, and the secretary decided to make it even more. Shorten the tether even more. So in some cases, units would go from, say, 10 days prepared to deploy. Now they're at 5 days.
Russian authorities have added jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny and some of his allies to its list of terrorists and extremists. Moscow banned Navalny's political network as extremist last year during a sweeping crackdown. Police in London have opened an investigation into government events held during coronavirus lockdown. It comes as the UK Prime Minister faces new allegations he attended rule-breaking parties.
As a result, firstly, of the information provided by the Cabinet Office inquiry team, and secondly, my officer's own assessment, I can confirm that the Met is now investigating a number of events that took place at Downing Street and Whitehall in the last 2 years in relation to potential breaches of COVID-19 regulations.
2 million people in Beijing have been ordered to get tested for COVID-19. The decision came after a series of outbreaks ahead of the Winter Olympics next week. Those in Beijing neighborhoods considered high risk for infection have been told not to leave the city. A fire in a nightclub in Indonesia has killed at least 19 people. The blaze broke out during fighting between rival gangs. Police in West Papua province are investigating whether the club was deliberately set on fire.